200,000 miles. That's how far Bill Ottinger estimates he has bicycled, much, if not most of it, in Northern California. That's one reason he was tapped to write the recently published cycling guidebook, 75 Classic Rides, Northern California. But a bigger reason was probably his 20-year history of documenting many of those trips.
I have been writing about cycling and planning routes for the Santa Rosa Cycling Club primarily since about 1992. And I've been organizing tours for the club. And when I do these, I write up a preview. They have all their maps and their elevation profiles, and there's a narrative description of what to expect on each stage, where the hills are and what they might run into.
With all that to draw on, the number of 75 rides was a negotiation with the publisher, Ottinger says, as was the word count. But the final result is intended to offer something for everyone.
There's everything in the book from entry-level rides and family fun rides right up to epic rides of over 100 miles with a great deal of adventure and exertion involved. And what makes them classic? Just that they're great rides. They're bike-friendly, low-traffic, roads that are scaled to the speed of a bicyclist, where things unfold at a speed that matches how quickly a bicyclist gets along the road.
The extensively illustrated, high-quality paperback divides the northern half of the state into seven regions. And while rural back roads are charted extensively, there are also quite a few routes through cities and suburbs.
That's because more population generates more roads, not always suburban or urban roads, but often nice rural residential roads through the countryside. It also generates a fair number of bike paths through the urban centers, along creek levees and through parks. These now form a wonderful resource, in particular for entry-level cyclists who are perhaps a little timid about running with the bulls out on the boulevards.
Ultimately, Ottinger says he wants his book to be not just a reliable resource, but a springboard to wider explorations.
I think of the book as something of a wish book, a dream book. You may not do all or even most of the rides in the book, but the book will serve as an inspiration, jumpstart your wanderlust and your own curiosity about what's out there and get you out doing things. I like to think that we'll get some of the newbies and that we'll get them hooked with the easy rides, and then we'll get them onto the hard stuff.
Even for the author, 75 Classic Rides is proving inspirational. He's already making plans to revisit some favorites as soon as his schedule permits.
All of these are known quantities for me. I've scouted them all and ridden them before, but now that I see them in the book, I go, I have got to find a weekend to go down to Woodside and do the Old La Honda Pescadero loop, or I simply have to go up to Coloma and do the Motherlode loop because it's so fantastic. You just can't get enough of some of them.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.